Welcome, everybody, to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we're live on the air right now. Keep listening. You'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help you experience true freedom and true life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if there's something you want to talk about, call now 1-800-677-9377. The lines are wide open at Basic Gospel. We want to hear from you. Again, that's 1-800-677-9377. It is Basic Gospel. Hear it, believe it, live it. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. When I was in college, I was at the University of Georgia, and way back in those days, it was the seedbed for many of the popular groups. They got their start there in Athens, Georgia, and one particular group had a very popular song that came out in the 90s, and it had a lyric to it that said this: "Everybody hurts sometimes." And that's always stuck with me. I have no earthly idea the name of the song or even any of the other lyrics of the song, but I remembered that one.
Yeah.
Everybody hurts sometimes.
Right.
That is just truth. You may not be hurting now, but you were hurting last week or last year. If you're not hurting now, you're probably going to hurt sometime in the future. And if you're not hurting now, you certainly know people who are hurting. And the gospel message has an answer. The gospel message has a solution. The gospel message can actually heal hearts and bring peace to weary souls. And that's what we're talking about on the broadcast today and will be for the next several days. And if you are looking for hope and for help in your situation, we want to be here to point you to the Word of God and point you to the person of Christ Jesus. And we certainly invite you to call and be a part of today's broadcast, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. And what we're going to do today, everyone who calls the program, we're going to give away a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer. Andrew Farley was on our program yesterday. He co-authored this book with Bart Millard. Bart is the lead singer of Mercy Me, and this book was actually inspired by the number one single from Mercy Me entitled the same thing, The Hurt and the Healer. There is a solution in the Word of God, and that solution is Jesus Christ himself. As he said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest for your souls."
Yeah.
If you're hurting, I guarantee you that's what you're looking for. Maybe you just want the pain to go away. Maybe you just want the circumstances to go away. But in the depths of your heart, what you're really looking for is rest and peace. And Jesus Christ has promised to give it. Are you willing to come unto him? If so, you'll find what you're looking for.
Yeah. The Hurt and the Healer, of course, is available to all of our listeners for a gift of any amount at this particular time. And if you would like to get a copy, we encourage you to do that by going online to basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net, and canvas it. It's right there on the homepage. Or you can call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that number, 1-800-727-2828. For The Hurt and the Healer, yours available right now for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Well, the lines are wide open, friends, and a good opportunity for you to take advantage of them. 1-800-677-9377, toll-free across the country and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. We want to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and thank you for joining us. Question from Tori, who lives in Lubbock, Texas, listens to our great longtime affiliate KJAC FM out in the Lubbock area. Says, "I've learned from you that the only unforgivable sin is the sin of unbelief. But a friend pointed out Matthew 12:31 and Mark 3:29, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. Please help us both understand, because we thought that Christ took away all sins."
It's an interesting story in Matthew chapter 12. It says, "When the Pharisees heard this, they said, 'It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons.'" So Jesus has cast out a demon. It was an incredible miracle. Jesus healed them. They could see. It was just phenomenal. And that particular miracle was a messianic miracle, something that would make folks aware that quite possibly this is the promised one. This is the long-awaited Messiah. Could it be? And instead of asking that, the Pharisees went the opposite direction and said, no, it is only by the devil himself that this fellow drives out demons. So Jesus, knowing their thoughts, he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. So if Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. And he goes on, and he comes to this conclusion. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. And so I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. So what's the context? It's, are you with Jesus or are you against Jesus? And the Pharisees in this story were against Jesus, and they were attributing the work of his to the devil himself, when in reality it was the work of God's Spirit. So if you are saying something about the work of God's Spirit and attributing that to the work of Satan, then you're not with Christ. You're against Christ. And that cannot be forgiven. You just remain dead. And how do we talk about that today? I mean, what does that boil down to today? Well, ultimately, it's the rejection of Christ Jesus. Say somebody presented the gospel to you and you said, well, I'm just not ready, and you know, I appreciate what you're saying. That's not what this is talking about. It's at that point where you're raising your hand and you're saying, I've heard, I know what it is, I know who you are, and I want nothing to do with you. As far as I'm concerned, you're of the devil, and I'm going to go do my own thing. That's what the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is. It is ultimately the rejection of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Tori, hope you're listening. Hope that's been a help to you and your friend. And friends, if you have a question, we want to hear from you. The lines are wide open, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go out to
Manteca,
California, and talk with Paul, listening to us on KCBC. Hey, Paul.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I wanted to know how it is that in the Book of Revelation, the souls of those who were slain, how they're able to say how long would it be, you know, before our lives are avenged? If there's no passage of time, you know, how is it that they experience a passage of time?
Well, Paul, you know, the only thing we can understand is time. So the word and the story and the narrative had to be presented on a timeline for us. So we know that the Lord is going to return at some point in the future. Those who have died before will be with him. Those who are here who belong to Christ, they will rise up and meet him, and then his kingdom will be established here. That's all a future event as far as we're concerned, our timeline sequence. As far as heaven is concerned, that's a different realm, a realm not bound by time. So that's where the difficulty is. How can you communicate timeless events in a time-bound space, in a time-bound way? And that's kind of how the Word of God is. We see these things, that God is always in the present. Jesus Christ is the great I Am. God is the great I Am. There's really no future, no past as far as he's concerned. But there is a future, there is a past for us. And so we have to understand these things in the sequence of time. And so that's how it's laid out there in the Book of Revelation.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Hope that helps, Paul. Thanks for your call. Richard, did you have anything to add to that?
Well, the interesting thing is they're already with God. They are in heaven. So in a sense, they've already received a reward. What's being communicated to John is that the question that they're asking is really the question we ask. Well, Lord, are you all-powerful or not? And the obvious answer is, yes, I am all-powerful, God says. And when I choose to finish this, I'm going to do it. So once again, it reveals that Jesus is in charge, that he knows what he's doing, that this is all in his hands. And when the time comes, everyone will understand.
Yeah.
It's not like they're suffering. They've already suffered. They're dead now, and they were killed unfairly. And we always have that question. Well, what are you going to do? And God says, trust me. Just wait. Jesus
there
is
this
coming.
Thing called the Great White Throne Judgment.
Yeah.
And there is a parallel passage, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. It says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power on the day he comes to be glorified in his people.
Yes.
That's when the ultimate avenging of all things will take place. We know it as a white throne judgment, and those who have rejected Christ will find their eternal resting place in the fiery pits.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis. And guys, I want to give the phone number once again, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Wilmington, North Carolina, and talk with Jim, listening to us on WMYT. Hi, Jim.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to be able to call and get some answers on some things. What I've been struggling with for a while is the Holy Trinity. I can't get my head wrapped around whether Jesus was separate from God, but the same with the same goal in mind, which made it as one with the Holy Spirit, or if God is actually all three. I'm really confused on that.
Well, there's the Godhead. And so within that Godhead is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are all one, co-equal. They're one in nature, one in essence. They're not three separate gods. They're one God manifested in those three persons. That's what the Scripture declares. We see the Trinity in such places as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole body, spirit, and soul be kept blameless at the Lord Jesus and Jesus Christ, and the one who calls you is faithful. In that passage we see the Trinity declared. We see other passages where that's declared as well. And so we can try to investigate, explore, and really come to some understanding. And I think we reach a point in that investigation and say, I just can't fully comprehend it. My mind isn't big enough to take in all of the information and synthesize it in such a way that it truly makes sense to me. So I'm going to have to take this by faith, simply because it's been declared to us in the Word of God, simply because we know that God exists, we know that he is not, a human being, that he's a spirit, but we also know that he became flesh, that he put on a suit, and he found a face in the person of Jesus Christ. So we just have to come to grips with the fact that he's one God. The Lord our God is one. That was the story in the Old Testament. But we see little indications that there was a plurality. Let us make man in our image. We see that in the book of Genesis, right out of the chute, so to speak. So it's telling us that there's something more going on than just this one central being. He's manifested himself in three distinct beings, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And like I said, we reach a point and we just accept that by faith.
Yeah, that's exactly the conclusion I had to come to, because it was really getting very mind-boggling, especially when it's talking about, in the beginning he was with God, and those things are, he is with God, and then, Jesus, the Son of God, that really gets confusing. But I've also
Well, let me give you a little... let me give you a little point on Jesus being the Son of God. Do you have a son?
I do.
Okay. He's of the same nature and essence of you, isn't he?
He is.
He's a human being, just like you are a human being. So when we see the phrase Son of God, what that is saying to us is that Jesus Christ is of the same nature, same essence as his Father, that he's divine, that he is God in his essence, just as his Father is. Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yes, but when you say it that way, I also know that my son is not me. He is different. In other words, he has the same
Well, you did have to bring that up, didn't you?
that's the hard part right there.
And that's the hard part. But yeah. That's what I've had to do, that sets in faith that there's just going to be some understanding that I'm not going to be able to have at this point.
Yeah. Well, and there's not. That's something that we accept by faith, knowing that we can't fully comprehend it. Our minds just aren't big enough. They don't have enough capacity to take that all in. We're finite beings trying to understand an infinite concept and the fact that God is three in one.
That's right. Well, see, I was even trying to put it together as you and your wife come together and you become together and you become one flesh, and that wasn't working out for me mathematically either. I just had to take it out as like we just talked about, as in faith.
Yeah, there you go, Jim.
If you had a different way that I could look at it, but I'm still going to have to do that. But I really appreciate you guys talking with me on that.
You are more than welcome, Jim. Thanks for your call. If you come up with some illustration or idea that helps communicate it, that really connected with you, call us back and let us know, okay?
I'll do it.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Jim. Thanks for your call.
Right,
let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard.
Yeah. Guys, we've been talking a lot about hurt in the last couple of programs. I had a call earlier from Bill, and he is going through one of the ultimate hurts that I think a husband or wife goes through, the affair of the spouse. What could we say to Bill that would help?
Well, that is a deep pain, a deep emotional pain, because it's rejection, and it's the ultimate rejection a human can experience when you've joined yourself with another individual in marriage, the state of marriage. The Bible says that you've become one with that person, not only physically, but there's something else that goes on with that. And if that person says, I don't want to be with you anymore, that's the sharpest knife in the drawer, going the deepest parts of your heart. And there's pain there that just takes time to overcome. And you have to realize, again, that Jesus Christ is the one that can heal. He doesn't wave a magic wand. He doesn't, just remove it instantly as if nothing's happened. It's in that pain that we come to realize that our true foundation in life, the one who loves us most, is Jesus himself.
Right.
And it enables us to get through that particular pain and enables us to see that person that walked out on us in a completely different light.
Yeah. Well, Bill, hope you're still listening and hope that's been a help to you. We know that it's a very, very hurtful situation. And if you'll call back and give your information to our operator, we'll be glad to get one of the books, The Hurt and the Healer, on the way to you, because Bob promised at the outset of this broadcast that everyone who called would get a copy of that particular book.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Phil in Phoenix. Hi, Phil.
Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, I just got your Gateway to Grace, and I'll tell you one thing. That series is such a blessing. I can't stop listening to it. I think I listened to it like more than three times.
Well, that's great. I'm glad those are benefiting you, Phil. That's good news to hear.
Yeah, it's definitely Christ-centered. I stay glued to it, and I keep writing down stuff on there, and it's like really, it melts my heart when I hear all, how God really, really loves us. You know, we can't comprehend how much he loves us,
Yeah, that's right. We just keep growing in our understanding of that. It just gets deeper and wider and higher and longer, and you know, it just keeps expanding out and expanding in our hearts and minds. And boy, as it does, we just experience more joy and more fulfillment in the Lord, don't we?
Yeah, that truly is so true. But the thing I wanted to ask you, my question is, I read it in the Bible, it talks about, you know, how it says that a thousand years is like a day, or a day is like a thousand years. So what does that mean? Because I know it says a few times where that Satan's going to be released on this earth for a thousand years. We're going to be reigning on the earth for a thousand years. So does that literally mean a thousand years or what? I don't understand that verse.
Well, it's an interesting verse. It's written in context of the promise of the Lord's return. And the question that's posed that really sets the context for it is this: where is this coming he promised? And that's what folks were asking back then. You know, we're going through trials and tribulations. We're experiencing suffering at the hands of others. When is the Lord going to come back and rescue us? When is the Lord going to snatch us out of here and take us to where he is? And some of us may be asking that right now. And so part of the answer was that, you know, be patient. The Lord isn't coming back because he has other things to do. And what he has to do is to save as many people as possible. You know, that's our vernacular. You know, it's all possible with God. But so he's patient because his patience means salvation to people. And so we have to understand that. And that gives us, I think, the foundation and the strength and the hope that we need to endure through, the power through, the trials and tribulations that we're going through. Because as we power through those trials and tribulations, we know that God is doing his work in saving people around us. And that's exactly what his desire is to rescue folks from sin and death. So I think the, you know, with the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day, is trying to get us to see that we can be patient in this situation. It's kind of interesting, too. It's, you know, back in Genesis, it's the Lord said to Adam and Eve, the day you eat of this fruit, you will surely die. Well, Adam was 930 years of age before he died physically. But he died spiritually that particular day. It just took, you know, 1,000 days or 1,000 years, which is only a day to the Lord, before he physically died. I always thought that was kind of interesting. But I think this is just a statement trying to put patience inside of us as we're going through the trials and tribulations of life. Well, Phil, thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate it. We certainly appreciate the others that joined us. Hector, we're sorry that we did not get to you. We're going to put you on hold and send you a copy of this book, The Hurt and the Healer, for calling into the program today.
Yes, indeed. And guys, as we close the broadcast, we want to ask our listeners to remember that Basic Gospel is supported only through your prayers and gifts. Now, for the remainder of this month, and to say thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we're going to send you a copy of this wonderful book, The Hurt and the Healer, by Bart Mellard and Andrew Farley. Where is God when I'm hurting? When a child is gravely ill? When a loved one dies? When there is serious hurtful conflict at home or on the job? When things are literally falling apart all around us? The Hurt and the Healer points the way to true healing, and it's yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Available online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, or you can call during Central Time office hours and speak with our operator to request your copy and make your gift. 1-800-727-2828 for The Hurt and the Healer. 1-800-727-2828. And if you use social media, we hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry staff, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.